Easter Week 2, Monday, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Easter glory fills the sky, alleluia. Christ now lives, no more to die, alleluia. Darkness has been put to flight, alleluia, by the living Lord of light, alleluia. Mary, Mother, greet your Son, radiant from his triumph won. By his cross you shared his pain, so forever share his reign. Shepherd, seek the sheep that strayed, come to contrite Peter's aid, strengthen him to be the rock. Make him shepherd of your flock. Seek not life within the tomb. Christ stands in the upper room. Risen glory he conceals. Risen body he reveals. Though we see his face no more, he is with us as before. Glory veiled, he is our priest. His true flesh and blood our feast. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Alleluia. My heart overflows with noble words. To the king I must speak the song I have made, my tongue as nimble as the pen of a scribe. You are the fairest of the children of men, and graciousness is poured upon your lips, because God has blessed you for evermore. O mighty one, gird your sword upon your thigh, in splendour and state ride on in triumph, for the cause of truth and goodness and right. Take aim with your bow in your dread right hand. Your arrows are sharp, peoples fall beneath you, the foes of the king fall down and lose heart. Your throne, O God, shall endure for ever. A sceptre of justice is the sceptre of your kingdom. Your love is for justice, your hatred for evil. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above other kings. Your robes are fragrant with aloes and myrrh. From the ivory palace you are greeted with music. The daughters of kings are among your loved ones. On your right hand stands the queen in gold of Ophir. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Alleluia. Blessed are those who are called to the wedding feast of the Lamb. Alleluia. Psalm 44 continued. Listen, O daughter, give ear to my words. Forget your own people and your father's house. So will the king desire your beauty. He is your Lord. Pay homage to him. And the people of Tyre shall come with gifts. The richest of the people shall seek your favour. The daughters of the kings are clothed with splendour, her robes embroidered with pearls set in gold. She is led to the king with her maiden companions. They are escorted amid gladness and joy. They pass within the palace of the king. Sons shall be yours in place of your fathers. You will make them princes over all the earth. May this song make your name for ever remembered. May the peoples praise you from age to age. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Blessed are those who are called to the wedding feast of the Lamb. Alleluia. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Alleluia. A canticle from Ephesians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and blameless before him. He destined us in love to be his sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. He has made known to us in all wisdom and insight the mystery of his will, according to his purpose which he set forth in Christ. His purpose he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Alleluia. A reading from Hebrews chapter 8. This high priest of ours is one who has taken his seat in heaven on the right hand of that throne where God sits in majesty, ministering now in the sanctuary, in that true tabernacle which the Lord, not man, has set up. After all, it is the very function of a priest to offer gift and sacrifice. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. They saw the Lord. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. What is born of flesh is flesh, what is born of the Spirit is spirit. Alleluia. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. What is born of flesh is flesh, what is born of the Spirit is spirit. Alleluia. Intercessions. Rejoicing, let us pray to Christ the Lord, who sheds glory on the universe through his resurrection. Christ our life, hear us. Lord Jesus, you joined your disciples on the way to Emmaus. Accompany your church on her journey through life. Christ our life, hear us. May we, your faithful, not be slow to believe. Give us the courage to proclaim your victory over death. Christ our life, hear us. Look upon those who have not recognized your presence in their lives. Let their hearts rejoice in the knowledge of their Saviour. Christ our life, hear us. You are the judge of the living and the dead. Grant to the faithful departed forgiveness of their sins. Christ our life, hear us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Almighty, ever-living God, we confidently call you Father as well as Lord. Renew your Spirit in our hearts, make us ever more perfectly your children, so that we may enter upon the inheritance you have promised us.
We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us, and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.